like to deal with two words today. You'll find that in the third chapter. But turn to the first chapter. I want to read there. Lord helps me today. I want to teach on two words. Although and yet. There's a big difference between although and yet.
All right.
Over 2,600 years ago, yes, there lived a man of God in Jerusalem.
Yes.
And this holy prophet served the Lord. He loved God. His name was Habakkuk. Reading the three chapters of this book, it's easy to see that he was totally frustrated with the people that he lived around in his generation.
Mm-hmm.
You ever get frustrated in our society?
Yes.
How evil. No respect for God. No fear of the Lord. They don't want anything to do with God anymore.
Right.
What a generation we live in. Wow. It parallels Habakkuk's time. Listen close. He battled in his mind every day of all the injustice and the sin that he saw going on around him. It literally got to him.
Right.
Stay with him. He got tired of the whole mess and he went complaining and taking it all to the Lord saying, why? Oh Lord. Why all this sin? Why all the mess all around me? Why is people living so sinful like I see and I hear every day? Why, oh God?
Why, oh God?
I don't know how old this prophet Habakkuk was, but he was stuck right where he was, right in the middle of an evil, mean, corrupt, backslidden society that had no respect or fear for God.
Yes.
He was full of questions. Have you ever questioned God when you're trying to live right? You ever feel like sometimes it's just the injustice of it all, Lord? How much longer until you come?
Yeah.
Holy Lord. Seems like I'm stuck right in a mess and all of this evil. This man was burdened. Have you ever been burdened? It seemed you were weighed down, troubled and bothered with the weight of it all, knowing that you're trying to serve God and do what's right. Habakkuk was burdened, heavy laden, because of all the wrong that was going on around him. Let's pick up right now and read in the first chapter, verse 1. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. Oh Lord, how long shall I cry and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence and thou wilt not save? Why dost thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me. And there are that raise up strife and contention. Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doeth never go forth. For the wicked doeth compass about the righteous. Therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. You may be seated. On through the rest of this chapter, Habakkuk complains to God, saying, Lord, it just ain't fair, and you know it ain't.
Oh,
oh
Lord,
art thou not from everlasting? In other words, why don't you move, O God? Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil.
Come on.
Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he? How many of you ever had times you would like to just get away from it all?
Yeah.
Oh God, every child of God will go through these times when you'd like to move or change locations and leave all of your troubles behind, like to escape and find a way out. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to tell you here today that the only hiding place that you really, really got is secure. And that is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Ain't you glad He's a refuge in the time of storm?
Yeah.
He's a hiding place, hallelujah, for the weary and the oppressed. I'm glad He's my refuge. I'm glad He's my rock in a weary land. I'm glad He's my pavilion. Hallelujah, and I can run into Him. I'm glad my life is hid with Christ in God. I'm glad I'm in the ark of safety. There is a place that you can go to and you can feel the presence of the Lord and know everything is all right between you and God. I'm telling you, I'm waiting, hallelujah, for the Lord to come, and He's going to come very, very soon. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the Lord's going to come and get His bride out of here. We are jewels, and the Lord's going to gather His jewels. The Lord knoweth them that are His. Can you praise Him here today and say, I belong unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey.
He's my hiding place.
Yeah.
He's my security.
Yeah.
He's my salvation.
Right.
Yes, sir. Bless the Lord.
Yes.
You ain't the only one that's ever questioned. Some of you might be in a hot trial now. Trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth. And you see all of the wrong that's going on around you, the injustice, the cruelty of men's hearts. Oh, God, I think you get your eyes on the government and watch them. It'll sink your boat.
Yes.
My eyes are on the Lord. The psalmist David, who loved and served God with all of his heart, felt the very same way. Listen, tell us, David. 55, a psalm, give ear to my prayer. Oh, God, I mourn. I mourn in my complaint because of the voice of the enemy. How many have ever heard the voice of the enemy?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Man. I mourn because of the oppression of the wicked.
Bless him, Lord.
Say pressure with me, pressure.
Pressure.
Pressure would live in a pressurized age.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. My heart is sore pained within me. And I said, David said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. For then when I fly away and be at rest, if I could just get away from it all.
Just get away.
Can I tell you, just hold on a little while longer. And we're going to be at rest in our new home in heaven with Jesus.
Yeah.
Our troubles won't last always. Can you say, I thank God. My hope is in the Lord.
Yeah.
And one of these days it's going to be over. And we're going to say goodbye to this world. Goodbye. Hallelujah. Brother Jamie, we'll lay our cross down on this side of the river.
Yeah.
And we're going to go over. Hallelujah. To the glory of the Lord.
Yeah.
No more problems. No more sin. No more oppression and depression. No more sorrow and trouble. And you say, my hope is in the Lord today. Hallelujah. That's where I long to be. I've got a heart in me. I've been in this way for over 48 long years. And I long for heaven. I've got loved ones over there. I've got a mommy and a daddy over there. I tell you, friends that have gone on. Hallelujah. The worship of the Lord. Lord, there's a better place to go to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, just get away from it all. We will. Hallelujah to the Lord. So here's where I want to get, and I want to focus on this lesson. Right here's the main point. What do we do right now? Until Jesus comes to get us and take us home. I laid you a foundation. I want you to turn with me, if you've got your Bible still with you, to the third chapter. And look at verse 17. Habakkuk complained to the Lord and he mourned before him.
Come on.
Why, O Lord? You see all of these things. You see the evil, the corruption. Thou art a pure eyes and to behold the evil, the violence, and the bloodshed is filled the land, and all of this evil. Why, oh Lord, how long, how long, how long? So he's stuck right where he's at. Come on, how many's ever felt like you just stuck in a situation? You know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to make the best of your situation right where you are and hold on to the Lord and serve Him and be true. Be true right where you are. Amen. Hallelujah. 3rd chapter, verse 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, no fruit, no blooms. The labor of the olive shall fail, no olive oil. And the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, no little ones being born. The livestock is dying. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. What's that next word?
Yet
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will what?
Joy
in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon mine high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. Although some believe that God held back the rain because of sin. You know, we're living in a time, and if you keep up with the news even a little bit, you can see all over this world the chaos, out of control weather, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
If it ain't flash floods, and it's floods, landslides, washing people away, whole half of the United States, and middle part all the way to the east west coast, is burning up with drought. Lake Mead is running dry. Lake Powell is dropping so many feet every day. People are wanting to leave the west coast and come and move into the east coast. Forest fires are raging. Earthquakes are rattled the globe everywhere. Out of control storms of wind and a hurricane and tornadoes. Everywhere you look, there's chaos. Oh, Lord. You know why all of this trouble is? It's because man has turned his heart away from Almighty God. We cast His laws out into the street. We don't reverence the Almighty. We don't want His commandments anymore. That's the reason that you see the hand of judgment upon the land. God holds back the rain. Amen. The fields dry up. They crack open. There's no water. And there's no farm. And there's no gardens. Because of man's sin. My Lord, oh Habakkuk said, Lord, everybody's a suffering because of sins of the mankind and the society that I live in. It's because of sin that has brought all of this.
Yeah.
How many knows God will take care of His own? Right in the middle of it all. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, God took care of Israel. Oh, when He brought them out into the wilderness for 40 long years. Can I tell you, if the Lord has to do it again, He's still got the ovens of heaven. Hallelujah. And He can rain down manna. Oh, thank you, Lord. I said the bread of heaven, He could do it again. Oh, Lord. We live in a time. It's a critical time. It's perilous times. And I don't know what we'll face between now and when Jesus comes. But I believe the Lord will feed us. I believe He'll clothe us. I believe He'll take care of us. Hallelujah. He knows them that are His. I give Him a praise here today. I feel a sweet Holy Ghost. We don't have to fear and we don't have to worry. I believe the hand of God was upon Habakkuk. Habakkuk said, I see it all. The injustice of it all. He said, but I know that the Lord will take care of the righteous. I know that He'll take care of His people right in the middle of it all.
Hey, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. People cried for water. Said, you brought us out here, Moses, into this wilderness to die. We're going to starve to death. We don't have any water to drink. And God showed Moses, he said, you see that rock over there, an old big, I don't know how big it was, Brother Travis, but a big old dry, flinty rock.
Yep.
You could say, how in the world could anything come out of a dry, old, flinty rock? Ah, to you, God, he can bring miracles out in the dry places. I thank you, Lord. Moses told him, he said, the Lord's told me to go over there out into that rock, and he would bring waters out of the rock. And I'm telling you, I believe the elders said to Moses, ain't nothing good that can come out of that old dry flinty rock. But when Moses obeyed the Lord, God opened up a river right out in the middle of the desert and watered 3 million of his people. Hallelujah. And quenched their thirst out in the middle of nowhere. Hallelujah. Praise him today, right in the middle of nowhere.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Don't worry about what you'll eat, what you'll drink, or your body, what you shall put on. All of these things the Gentiles seek after. But he said first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yeah.
And all of these things shall be added unto you.
Yes. Right.
Lord told Moses, said, Moses, he said, I'm going to send manna down, a little coriander seed about this big around. Tasted like wafers and honey. Every morning when it broke daylight, they opened up that old flint. That tent flap and stood out there and looked, and little manna covered the ground everywhere. He never let them starve. Don't you believe that?
Yeah,
I believe God took care of them like
it. Yes,
because Habakkuk stood for the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Although the victory, although all this bad, you could listen. Although means even though, in spite of it. In spite of what's happening, regardless of what's going on, no matter what I see, no matter all the wrong and all the bad, regardless of what I hear and even how I feel, although is a very big category that covers everything negative, all of your questions and all of your confusion goes under although. You know, sometimes we can focus on the bad, focus on everything that's wrong, and we forget the hand of God. He said, although, he said, yet. You know what yet means? Yet means nevertheless, even after all of this, I'm still going on. And I'm still going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to hold on to him through the thick and the thin. I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Love him with all of my heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In this portion of Scripture, you've got two very significant words, although and yet. Now notice. These two words describe every Christian's life either in a negative way or a positive way. It is certain that things are going to happen that will affect us. It will. But it is how we respond to them. Thank you, Lord. It's how we face them. Habakkuk listed everything bad beside of the word although, and everything good beside of the word yet. These two words are different. Everything he looked at negative that was happening to him or around him affected this blessed man of God. What he saw coming that was about to happen, he used the word although. He's just saying it's beyond my control. If I could change it, I would. There ain't no power in a man to change anything. But it's in the power of God and in his hand to turn things around. Woo! How many can say, my God's still in control? My God still sees me, this I know. Hallelujah to the Lord, and he'll take care of it. Now, if it comes, I may not be able to escape it, outrun it, change it, or hide from it.
Yes.
I might have to face it and go through these things and endure the trying times. But I'm not going to let them get me down and take my joy.
Amen.
Woo! I'm not letting my situation, I'm not letting my circumstances, I'm telling you, everybody under the sound of my voice is sitting right here today, there's things in your life that you would like to change in. If you had the strength, the wisdom, the knowledge, the money, and the power, you would change it, but you cannot do it. But there's one thing that you can do, and you can put it in the hand of God and say, I'm still going to be faithful, I'm still going to serve the Lord, no matter what happens around me. Although it all goes in a mess, I'm a trusting in the Lord, and yet I'm going to praise Him. I said, yet I'm going to worship Him.
Yeah.
Thank you, blessed God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
No. I can do something about this.
Yeah.
Although, nevertheless, in spite of all of my troubles, listen, and regardless of the fact, yes, it may be happening,
yeah,
and the report may be bad, it looks bleak, it looks hopeless, it looks like things are falling apart, it looks like things are failing, and they're drying up and dying. But in spite of it all, I'm not going to die and dry up with it. The word although is a picture of this world and the troubles within it. It is symbolic of outside forces that come against the children of God outside. Listen, the boat that you're on, the ship that you're on, come on. You might be in the middle of life's sea and the waves and the wind are tossing you. Your ship, sometimes you feel like it's going down. And you can be like the disciples, where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? We're going down. It looks like we'll never come through this storm alive. Can you imagine the disciples looking at one another and saying, He told us to get in the boat. He told us to go to the other side. I'm going to tell you something here today. The Lord will never send you anywhere while His grace won't go with you. Well, praise the Lord. Raise your hand and praise Him. Well, glory to God. He'll never give you anything or send you somewhere while His grace will not keep you and will not preserve you. This storm's bigger than anything we've ever seen before. We're surely going down to the bottom of the Sea of Galilee. Where's Jesus? They went down in the bottom of that boat and they said to Jesus, I said, we're going down, carest thou not that we perish? And they woke up the Master. Have you ever had times in your life that you felt like, Lord, you're a million miles away? Where are you at? If I could only see you, if I could only have your presence and know that you're right beside of me, Lord. I'm in the middle of the storm and the waves are covering the boat. You know what, Jesus, the Master of the wind and the Master of the sea, He came up on battle of that old boat, and He spoke and He said, peace be still, and the storm became a great calm. Raise your little hand and say, I praise you, Lord. Nobody can speak like the Lord can. Oh, He can speak to your situation. He can speak right to you, right in the middle of your trouble. I tell you, He has a peace to give to you. He turned around after it became a calm.
A great storm,
yeah,
then became a great calm.
Right.
Right in the middle of the night.
That's good.
And the moon's out. This is my commentary. The moon's out. And the water was just as still as glass.
Yep.
And that disciple said, man, we can see the moon. Look at that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man, it looked like a sea of glass. Woo, we've never sailed on peaceful waters as calm as this. And they looked around at Jesus and they marveled at his power.
Yep.
Let's love him right now.
Oh, God.
Only God can change it.
I worship you, my
Lord. Man, I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. Only God can do it. Only God can change your situation. Come on. They sing a song. Says, Lord, if you don't change this situation, change me.
Yes, Lord.
There's one thing about your boat being in the middle and tossed with the water. That's one thing. But, buddy, whenever the water gets on the inside of your vessel, say, Lord, I don't want the old storm to get in me. Come on, come on, come on. I may be going through trials and tribulation, Lord, but I don't want those old waters to get in me. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Bless you, God. Thank you, Lord.
So I'm not giving up and giving in to these outside forces and let them steal my joy. Oh, God. I know I'm going through it. Habakkuk says, and I guess I'm getting ready to hear more bad news. The times are going to get rough just ahead, but there's another word in my vocabulary, and it's in my heart burning right now, Lord. And that word is rising up in my spirit. It's arising up in my soul that loves you in spite of my troubles. This man of God, the prophet, introduces the next word. It's an action word. It's an action word. It's bubbling up in me. Habakkuk said, this word represents hope and faith and determination to rise up above it all. Look at the contrast between although and yet. There's a big tug of war between them. Listen, one represents all the natural things, and the other represents the spiritual. One is the flesh, the other is the spirit. The bad and the good, defeat or victory. Habakkuk says, yet, which one is stronger in your life? Which one is stronger today in your life? Which one holds more power and more sway? Has all of your all those overcome your yet? Has your problems and troubles drowned out your praise unto the Lord? Have you lost your song? Can you just take a look back and say, I've made it through the fall? And he's not going to fail me now. I may be weak right now and drained from my battles. I may be serving God with a thorn in my side. I may have a handicap. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is mastering. And he will make my feet like hinds feet. And he'll make me to walk upon my high places. I'm not going to let the all those and the wrong and the bleak and the bad and the trouble drown out my joy. I feel the Lord. Afflictions can't take it out of you. I said the devil cannot rob you. Hallelujah. Yet I'm going to hold on and I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to praise God. Give him a wave offering in the house. Yet am I going through. Yet am I going to the other side. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Although, and yet. Although. What are we going to do? What are we going to do here today?
That's right.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
How many can say out there, Tommy, I'm going on?
Oh,
I'm going on.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you, Brother Jake, feel the Lord.
Yeah.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
A lot of things we don't understand.
That's right.
And why they happen.
That's right, brother.
Why am I where I'm at?
Yep.
Why the condition?
Thank you. Glory, glory, glory.
But there's one thing, Bubba, in my heart, my soul today.
Thank you, Lord.
That little three-letter word, yet. Yet. God has taken care of me. Yet. He's brought me hither too. Yet I held on to him.
Yet when I felt like I was a sinking, you took a hold of me and you lifted me back up.
Yep.
When I felt like I was going down, the Lord's grace brought me through.
Yes.
Praise Him, church, praise Him.
Right.
Yet I'm going to make it with the world. Yet I'm going to go on. Heaven's right around the corner. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You're my joy, you're my peace. You're my comfort in the time of need. You're my refuge, you're my rock. You're the one I depend on. You're the road to hope when the light grows dim. When the waves of doubt come crashing in. You're my anchor in the troubled storm. Almighty God.
Yet,
hallelujah. Although, throw it behind your back. You can't change it. Only God can give you grace, and only God can do it. Let me finish this. The word although is used. Listen, 655 times in your Bible. You ain't the only one that's ever went through it. And you won't be the last one. It shows that many things happen. But out of all of those references, it's mentioned only twice by two different men concerning their grim outlook and their suffering. Guess who the other prophet was? Habakkuk and Job. Habakkuk says it looks hopeless to the natural eye. But listen to Job. He suffered pain and loss, confusion and doubt. He all but gave up on life, on his own life, but he never gave up on God. He suffered through the whole book. It took him 42 long chapters of fear and sickness, heartbreak, loss, and questioning why. Come on. Where are you at, Lord? He said, I sigh. My roarings are poured out like water. If my grief could be weighed, if my calamity laid in a balance, it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. What is my strength that I should hope? When I lie down, I toss all night till the morning. He prayed to God to show him where he went wrong. Did I do something wrong, Lord? Did you know that's exactly the tool of the devil, the avenue of the devil? When things go wrong in our life and they don't turn out like we want them to turn out, the devil says, you're guilty. Come on, it's your fault. You messed up. You sinned. It's because you're reaping the sins of your past. Raise your hand right now. It's not always the case. I'm telling you, you might mess up and the Lord will chasten you. But I tell you, when you sin and you come up short on the glory of God and say, Lord, I'm sorry. You know what the Lord does? He said, I forgive and I will not remember your sins anymore. I cast them into the depths of the sea. I give Him a praise today. Hallelujah. It's not always because that you sinned. No, sir. No, sir. That's the first thing the devil comes. What I do wrong. He'd like to plant in your mind and in your heart self-condemnation. Now, God will convict you and He'll condemn you when you do wrong, and you know that you will do when you do wrong. God will show you that. He'll show you that. But the devil throws all kind of fiery darts. You ain't no good. You're unworthy. You ain't nothing but a failure. Look what you've done. You ain't been good in your past.
Right. That's Lord.
So he pulled that tool out and used it on Job.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to quit here. Did I do something wrong, Lord? Job said, show me, Lord, wherefore thou contendest with me. Job finally cries out, though, although, even though, in spite of what's happened. Listen now, though he slay me, yet will I trust in Him.
Yes.
Job did not have a Bible, Brother George, like we got.
That's right.
It wasn't the Lord slaying him.
Bless Lord.
He didn't know any different. It was the devil that robbed him. It was the devil that afflicted him.
Right.
But look. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in Him.
I will maintain mine own way before him. I'm going to still hold on to my integrity. All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. I know my Redeemer liveth.
My Redeemer.
And I'm going to see him one of these days. I'm coming out of this trial as good as gold. Yet my foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and have not gone back from his commandments. All the while my breath is in me, my lips shall not speak wickedness. Till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me. I'm a coming out. Although, even though, or should God let me go by the way of the grave, still yet I will trust him and serve him. I'll not let the although drown out or take away and rob me of my yet.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! There's something in me that won't let me go. It won't let me die. And it won't let me give up. God's my maker and he's my giver. 42 chapters later, months and months of all went by. And all Job had to go on was trust. Job says, I'm looking through a glass darkly, was really what he was just saying. I don't understand it all right now. Right now it looks bad.
Yeah.
It all seems negative. And I'll admit, I had questioned and I had wondered. I went to God. I said, where are you, Lord? Why, God?
Why?
But through it all, I held on to my integrity. And I held on to my hope. And I trusted the Lord. And sure enough, his faithfulness, his trust paid off at the end of his trial. All he had was hope. Yet, will always come through. Faith, hope, and trust is all linked to that one little three-letter word, yet. And it paid off. The Lord turned the captivity of Job and blessed the latter end of him. Bigger, double than what it was in his beginning. Amen. Job lived another 140 years. My gracious sakes. Can God do it, church?
Amen.
Can God take us through?
Amen.
Can God keep us on the inside that we don't self-destruct?
Yes, he can.
Self-implode or explode? Yes, he will. We don't have to go to pieces because we've got God.
Right.
Habakkuk said, yet. I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation.
Right.
He'll give me feet like hinds feet, and make me to walk upon mine high places. Would you stand just for a few minutes? Although, yet,
yeah.
Although. Hold on. God's going to turn this thing around.
God will turn it around.
How many can say he'll take care of it for the time? I know he will. He's done it in times past. He's helped me and he's brought me through. And I know the Lord is with me right now. He's not left me. Hallelujah. Can we find a little place right here, right now, and say, Jesus, I'm still going to praise you. Still going to trust you. Still going to serve you. I want to love you, Lord, with all of my heart. Although, all the negative, all the bad, all the gloom, sorrows, pain, trials, and troubles, although, yet, I will praise thee. There's something in my soul, Jesus, that just, you put it in her a long time ago. You put it down in my heart a long time ago, Lord. It just won't let me go. Thank God, it just won't turn me loose. Yet, there's a praise, there's a song. Yet, there's a thanksgiving down deep in my heart. Yet, I will praise thee.
Like the sunshine again. I know the Sunshine.